Actually, it sounds kind of how I first became interested in bats. I was living in the country in Kunsan, South Korea. Got a panic call from my Korean girlfriend one morning that she had woken up, rolled over in bed, and there was a little bat hanging from the curtain rod. At first I thought that she was just calling me to help her out with one of her latest computer issues. It's like, did you see the message I sent you? And I'm like, no, I'm kind of busy here, but, you know, take a look. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, you can be a little freaked out about that. And I started to, I bought a plush bat to tease her with and was going to do the elf on the shelf with it. Or I guess the bat of the banister or something. Moving around the apartment every morning. And just started learning more and more and more about them. So, and I'm almost destinated, and I have to finish the yard work this afternoon, so I can have a little bit of a weekend to mow the back lawn. So, I'll have a safe trip, and hope to catch you out on the reflector this weekend, maybe. I know you're driving through Gainesville. And I haven't programmed into my radio, but don't know the frequency off the top of my head. The repeater in Gainesville on 70 centimeters is permanently connected to the East Coast reflector. But anyways, drive safely, and I'll catch you down the log. KF6 HDJ Mobile. Back to you for your final.